around the subject this morning, when circumstances push you to the valley. When circumstances push you to the valley. Let us pray, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless you. God, we glorify you. And we just praise you on this morning because you are worthy and we can do none other than to lift up your name and to glorify you, God. And we come to preach your word, God, and we just pray your anointing. We pray, God, that you will just do what you do best. Preach through me, Father. Decrease me, like, so that you can increase, God, and prepare the hearts of your people that they can hear your word that you have prepared. So we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. So it's something when God says he will bless you, he will be with you. It's something when you have that promise that God is telling you, I'm going to be there. I'm with you all the way. I'm going to make sure everything is good, and I'm going to be with you. And you feel it. You see it. And everything is good. And Isaac, I'm sure he felt it, and he saw it, and he lived it, and he knew it. And everything was good. The scripture tells us that Isaac was doing good. He, first of all, what happened in the beginning was there was a famine in the land where Isaac had come from. He left that land and he went to a place called Gerar. And when he got to that place, the Lord spoke to him and told him that he wanted him to be in that place, that he wanted him, he was going to bless him while he was in that place. And so Isaac had the promise of God. Isaac knew what God had spoken to him in his heart. He knew what God had said to him. And when Isaac got to the land, the Bible says he sowed seed in the land. And he received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. The scripture says, and then he waxed great and went forward and grew until he became even greater. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. How many of us know that when God starts to bless us, that everybody ain't going to be happy about it? There's always going to be somebody who has a problem with the way the Lord is blessing us. And Isaac had it going on. He had it going on, and he had the blessing from the Lord. And I'm sure Isaac was probably saying to himself, oh, man, but you know what? The Lord is good because I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field, and I'm not worried about a thing. The Lord got me. The Lord, he's doing things, and he is blessing me. And I know that he was going to bless me because he told me that he was going to bless me. You know how sometimes we could just testify, and we just are so excited about what the Lord is doing in our lives because we stood on that word. And we said, God, I knew you were going to do it, God, because you said it in your word. And God, look at what you have done. This is just so great. This is just so awesome. And how wonderful are you, God? I can only imagine what Isaac might have been feeling like at the time when everything was going well in his life. But what happens when you have the promise and your life is not matching up to what God is saying? Your life is not matching up to what God said. I know I heard your promise, God, and you told me, God, that you were going to do this, God. And you said, God, that you were going to bless me, but God, where is the blessing, God? God, I can't understand. I can't pay my bills, God. I can't understand my children. My children are all out on the street, God. I can't understand. My household is a mess. God, I don't understand it. You told me, God, that I know I had the promise, God. What happens when your life is not matching up with what God said? Circumstances. He was pushed to the valley. He was pushed to the valley by circumstances. And I don't care what it is that can happen in your life. Sometimes we can get to a place in our lives that we don't quite understand what is going on or what God has done or what. We don't understand it.
But let me tell you something. When we get to that place, God is doing something in our lives and we don't understand what he's doing, but he is doing something. What happens, though, when you find yourself in the midst of a valley experience?
Well,
Isaac was pushed to the valley. The scripture says, and Isaac departed thence, and he pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and then he dwelt there. The valley is a low tract of land between hills. The valley is a hollow depression, or it is a dip. The valley can also be a low place in life.
Well,
and sometimes we can get into a low place in our lives, and the place can be so low and so deep that it seems like nobody can get you up out of there. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But what you got to understand is that you will have problems in the valley.
Well,
just because you call yourself running away from the situation, and just because you ran to the valley thinking that you were going to get a reprieve, just because you ran to the valley, you better understand, you better know that there's going to be problems in the valley.
My God.
Let me tell you, the scripture says, in verse 19, it says, and Isaac, his servants, digged in the valley, and they found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek. Esek means the well of argument. And he called the name of the well of Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged again another well, and they strove for that well also. And he called the name of that well Sitna, which is the well of anger. Listen here. You ever heard the words, hurt people, hurt people? In the valley, you're going to find some hurt people in the valley.
Well,
and sometimes hurt people will hurt you while you're in the valley. And I believe Isaac realized that. He understood that since he was in the valley, he wasn't getting away from anything. He was in the valley with some people who were going through the same stuff that he was going through. And these people were hurting. They were hurting him. He called the well. Every time he dug a well, he called the well what he felt the people meant about that well to him. He said, I call this one the well of argument, because everywhere I go, somebody's got something to argue with me about. Isn't that right how it is when you got people who just don't, they're unhappy about their lives. They're unhappy about how things are going in their lives. They don't understand what God can do in their lives. But listen here, they always want to argue about something. You better understand that in the valley, you're going to have some problems in the valley.
Well,
he called the other well the well of anger. You got some angry people in the world. Some angry people, and they don't care about what they say to you. They don't care how they treat you. They don't care that you're going through something too. You know, you would think that if you're going through something and somebody else is going through something, that you two can get together and maybe help one another. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you just can't understand why people are so angry and why they don't look at you and say, well, I'm going through the same thing. Let me try to help you. So angry. And Isaac said, you know what? I dig this well, and guess what? I think, you know what? I'm going to call this well the well of anger, because I've heard some things, I've seen some things, and some angry people out here in this world. And angry people, you got to be careful with them, because you don't know what they will say. You don't know what they will do. They're angry. They're deep. They got this deep thing down within them, and they will hurt you, and they will take whatever it is that you have. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your children. They don't even care about their own lives. So what makes you think that they're going to care about you? In the valley, you will have disappointments. Oh, my God. Just when you think things are okay. Just when you get to the place when you say, this is it. Oh, yeah, this is the time. Something will come along and just knock you off your square. We see Isaac in the valley, and Isaac digs a well in the valley. And he's found a spring of water in the well. And then the herdmen come, they strive, and then they take away the well. And Isaac had to call the well anger. Isaac called the well argument. You see, Isaac was digging in the well, and Isaac was getting to a place where he probably thought, okay, you know, I ran away from the Philistines when they got jealous of me, and I ran down to the valley. Maybe I can go to the valley and I can get away from all of this. But then when he got to the valley, he found that there was more trouble in the valley than he could ever even think of. And Isaac thought every time that he dug a well, I'm sure he thought he had something there. He probably said, wow, we got a well in the valley. Here's a well, let's dig something. And when he dug the well, he felt like, oh, yeah, well, this thing is going to work for me. How many times have you, thought you found a good job and you thought that you found something good? You might have found a good man, a good husband, a good wife. You might have found something good in your life. And you get to a place where you say, oh, now this is it.
Well.
And then you're disappointed again. How many of us have been disappointed? Oh, my God, heart broken. I mean, just messed up because we can't understand what in the world is going on. I thought this was it. Isaac, I'm sure, was disappointed in the valley. But what we have to understand, when we look at Isaac's life, we have to look at Isaac's life and try to do like Isaac did. When we look at Isaac, we saw the scripture says again that Isaac dug in the valley and he found there a well of springing water. And the herdman of Jared did strive with Isaac. Herdman said, saying, this water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. And the Bible says, and they dig another well. I'm here to let somebody know today that you might be going through some situations in your life and you might have been disappointed, but you got to do like Isaac did. You got to keep it moving. You can't stay there and allow that thing to take you over. You got to do like Isaac did. I'm telling somebody, you got to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Don't you stand there and allow that thing to take you over. Don't get stuck on how they treated you or how they hurt you. So many of us are stuck. We're still there. We can't get our minds up out of that thing. How that thing hurt me and what they said to me and how they just did me and what they did to me. Well, listen here. Isaac couldn't have time for that. Isaac said, you know what? I ain't got time for it. You want that? You want this well? Take it. I ain't got time for it. I got to keep it moving. Somebody needs to know you got to keep it moving in this life. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Because that's going to help you. When you keep it moving, you got to understand God is doing something. God is saying, I don't want you to get stuck there. You got so much stuff that happened to you in the valley, so much stuff that happened to your life, so much stuff that happened to your children. And you know what? The enemy will have you to take that and just keep carrying that stuff on you. Keep it all in your mind every time you turn around. And you can't get nowhere because you're stuck right where the enemy wants you. You are stuck. And Isaac is teaching us something here in this scripture. He just kept it moving. You see, and I'm telling you, they were saying that when you dig a well, you really, it's some serious stuff. It's not easy to dig a well. You would think that the well, you know, you hear him saying that he digged a well. He didn't just dig a well. Wells were so deep, they went, I don't remember the number, the amount of feet they had to go down to dig a well. They dug the well, and it took them time, and it took strength, and it took energy to dig a well. And some of us have put our strength and our energy and all of our everything into people and into things, and we have come up to a place in our lives where we think, this is it. I have put everything that I have into this. I have done everything that I know to do, only to be disappointed and be upset. But God is saying, I'm trying to let you know, don't you worry about what you put into it. Don't you worry about all of the stuff that you have done to make it right. Don't you worry about it. He said, I want you to understand that was a season in your life, and that season is over, and you got to keep it moving. move, enough of a season, and it's over in your life. He said he dug that well. And that was some hard work. But you know what Isaac did? Isaac said, you know what? I dug that well. We dug that well. And guess what? They came and took that one. Well, guess what? You got it. You got it. I'm moving on. Because, see, in the back of Isaac's mind was the promise. He knew that God had promised him some stuff. That's the thing that we got to remember, and we got to keep in the forefront of our mind and in the back of our mind. We got to keep it in our mind that God has promised me something. And guess what? I'm not going to get disappointed. I'm not going to get myself into sadness. I'm not going to stand still in the midst of all of this crap and keep going over and over in my mind. I'm going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Stop getting stuck there. That was a season in your life. And it is over. Hey, and we don't know what God is doing. You may have to go through another season in your life. You don't know. But guess what? Know that the promise is still good. The promise that God made you is still good. Our God is a promise keeper.
Amen.
He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. You got to keep it moving. And see, what you must understand is, if you keep it moving, you'll find that if you keep it moving, hallelujah, that there are some good things in the valley. Hallelujah. He will give you peace in the valley. Oh, yes, he will. He will give you peace, because sometimes God don't want you to leave just right, just yet. He will give you peace in your valley. Somebody may be still in the valley experience right now. And God, I want you to understand that God will give you peace in the valley. Isaac understood this. When Isaac went to the valley, he started digging right away. He said, you know what, because he had already dug some wells anyway, and he dug some more. He said, you know, I'm not going to stop digging. Somebody needs to know, you got to keep on digging. Just keep on digging in God's word. Just keep on digging and trying to understand what God is doing in you. Just keep on digging, because God is doing something in your life. Isaac understood this. And the scripture lets us know that Isaac, he kept digging in the valley. And the Bible says that in the valley, you'll find some good things. And the Bible says in verse 8:19, it says, and Isaac's servants dig in the valley, and there they found a springing of water. I need to let somebody know that the valley ain't all dry like it sounds like it is. When God is in it, there's water in the valley. Hallelujah. There's water in the valley. He kept digging, and every time he digs, he found water in the valley. Springs of water is a sign of real blessings. And to stop up someone's well was to try to stop the flow of their blessings. I want you to understand that I don't care what circumstances come in your life. I don't care what you're going through in your life. It can't stop up the flow of the blessings that God has for you. I don't care if you're in the valley. I don't care where you are. God has his way of showing you that he's with you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even while you're in your valley experience, God can show you. Just keep on digging. He will show you in the midst of the valley. He will show you. He will teach you some things in the midst of the valley. He will show you that even though you're there, he is there. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I will fear no evil. You know why? He said, because I know, God, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, God. Hallelujah. He understood that. He was walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, my God. David probably felt like he was dying. How many of us have felt that way sometimes? Sometimes we feel like we just get to a place, God, just take me now. I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of it, God. I don't even want to do this anymore. But God is saying, listen, I am with you. I am with you. The second thing you'll learn while you're in the valley is that God will make room for you in the valley. Look at the scripture where it says in verse 22, and he removed from thence and dig another well. See, that's why I'm saying you got to just keep on digging. Just keep on digging. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. I'm trying to tell you, even in the valley, the Lord will make room for you. And you know what I'm telling you? People will look at you and be like, well, I don't understand how this is happening for this person. Because you trust the Lord. You trust the Lord for what he was going to do in your life while you were in the valley. You trusted him. And people saw you going through. They knew what you were going through. But then all of a sudden, they saw it, but they didn't see you give up. You know what I'm saying? They didn't see that you said to yourself, I give up. I'm just going to stay home. I ain't going to nothing. All this stuff going on in my life, I'm just going to just give up. Oh, no, I can't take it no more. Oh, yeah. No, you didn't give up. You kept on digging. You kept on moving. And people saw that. And then God said, now I will make room for you right here in the valley. Oh, yes, right in the valley.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will make room for you. Yes, he will. Right in the valley. And I believe he does that because he needs for somebody to see it, that he is God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He needs for somebody else to know, not just you, but he needs for somebody else to know that he is God. And so he knows that he has his people placed in places strategically and that he is doing something in your life. And sometimes you don't understand what God is trying to do in your life for somebody else. In the valley. You can learn some things in the valley. God will make room for you in the valley. Because it's the place where God wants to see how you're going to handle the valley. Sometimes God will test you. Isaac had all the good stuff. We are happy when we got everything. We got everything is fine. Our children are fine. Our home is fine. We got money in our pockets, food on our table. We know that God is able. And we go on in our lives and we're just happy, happy, happy when everything is fine in our lives. But sometimes God will test you. You know how God tested Abraham? But he told Abraham, take your only son, Isaac. And I tell you, Abraham, I want you to take him, and I want you to kill your only son, Isaac. And Abraham believed God. And Abraham said, you know, God, I know that this is a child of promise. And this can't be, but God, you know what? If you said it, I'm going to go take my son up to this mountain, and I'm going to do what you told me to do. And as soon as Abraham put his hand up to kill his son, God sent a ram in the bush, and he sent an angel to tell him, Abraham, don't touch your son. But you know what God said to Abraham after he did that? He said, Abraham, now I know that you trust me. I'm here to let somebody know that your life, your very life, can just be that God is using you to help somebody else, and God is testing you to see how you will handle the valley. He wants to see how you will handle the valley. And then the last thing that God is doing, I believe, if you go back to verse number 2. And it says, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. That's what his father did. Abraham went down to Egypt when there was a famine in the land. And Isaac must have been in his mind thinking, maybe I'll go down to Egypt like my dad did. And God came to him and said, don't do that. He said, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. And then he said, sojourn in this land. He said, I want you to live in this land, but I want you to live in this land temporarily. That's what it says. Temporarily, I want you to live in this land. I want to let somebody know here today that, listen here, God knows what he's doing in your life. And since God knows what he's doing in your life, I believe that if you're in the valley right now, this is the place where God wants you to be. God said, no, you stay there. And see, God there, but you're going to stay there temporarily. It's a temporary thing. Somebody is looking at their valley situation and saying to themselves, God, is this going to ever end? Is this going to ever be over? Is this thing going to ever be over? And God is showing you today. He said, I told you to sojourn in this land. I want you to live there temporarily. Your situation is going to be temporarily.
Wow.
You understand? It's only a temporary move that I'm making in your life. And I need for you to get yourself together. I need you to pack up that stuff. If stuff is getting on your nerves here, pack it up and move. Keep it moving. I don't want you to keep it in your mind. I want you to pack that stuff up in your mind. Take that stuff and put it out of your mind and keep it moving, because I'm doing something in your life. You must be at the place, right at the place where God wants you to be. He knows what he's doing. He knows in your ear. He knows what's going on in your life. But see, what God will do sometimes is he will allow you to be in a place, in a valley situation, in a valley experience. He will allow you to be there because he wants a relationship with you. And he wants to know if you really know him like you say you know him. He wants to know that, you know, with all of the stuff that he can give you, is that the reason why you love him like you say you love him? Because if I don't give you a thing, do you still love me? If I take it all away, will you still love me? If I don't give you anything tomorrow, will you still care about me? Will you still have a relationship with me? Will you know who I am if I take everything away? If I move some stuff out of your way, will you still seek after me? Will you still understand that I am God? Would you be frustrated? Would you give up? Would you just turn your back and say, I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe that you are God because I haven't given you what you asked for. Sometimes God will put us in that valley experience because he wants to know what you're going to do. He wants to know if you know him enough. See, sometimes we don't know God enough. And God said, okay, I'm going to shower all these blessings on my children. Yeah, let me shower blessings because I love them. I want them to have blessings. But then he looks at us and he says, but you know what? All these blessings, they're not going to do any good, because if something should really happen to them, they're not going to understand that it was me who gave them the blessings. And so then I believe God sometimes designs valley experiences for all of us, and he gets to the place where he says to himself, you know what, I need to have this one go into the valley because I want to have a real relationship with that one.
Thank you.
I want them to really know me. I want them to really understand who I am. And not because of the blessings. I gave you. I've done this. I've done that. I've answered all your prayers. But now my question is, do you really know me?
My God.
Will you call on my name in the valley? Will you trust me in the valley? Do you know that I will never leave you or forsake you, even while you're in the valley?
My God.
See, Isaac understood that. Isaac was, he just kept digging, because you know what? He knew God was. Every time he dug and the water would spring up, he would see and realize that, God, you're with me, God. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, God, you're with me. And God wants us to be sensitive in the valley. He wants us to be sensitive and know that you know we don't have to give up and think that God is not with us. He wants us to be so sensitive that whatever the situation is, God, I know you're here.
Right.
I know, God, you haven't left me, God. I understand, God, that maybe you're doing something in my life, but God, I understand that, God, you're with me and you'll never leave me. Nor, God, will you forsake me? David understood that to the point of death. Can you be lying on your deathbed and you're saying to God, God, you know what? I don't understand. The doctors done told me that it's over. The doctor said it's over, God. But God, even to the point of death, God, guess what, God? I know get from nowhere from you, God. You're everywhere. When I go to the heavens, you are there, God. When I go to the deepest parts of the earth, God, you are there. God, you have not left me. Would you get frustrated? God said, I want to know you. I want you to know me. I want us to have a relationship. And so if you're finding yourself in a valley experience right now, understand that sometimes God will send signals. He will send signs while you're in the valley. Sometimes some of us, sometimes you have children and you don't even understand what your children are doing. Sometimes your children just walking around and you all sad with your head all down and you're weeping and you're crying all the time. And all of a sudden your children start singing this little song. Little teeny baby, you about to be bathing them or whatever. And you tell them, you just thinking about God, oh God, the work will do. And all of a sudden your little baby starts singing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden you just come out, you snap out of it because you realize that God has just, you know that baby, you didn't even, God just spoke to me through my baby. He shows you that there's water in the wet, in the dry places in your life. That when you get to a place of the valley experience in your life, that God is going to always send you some water. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. And he's always chasing after us. He never leaves us. He'll send you your water when you're dry and you're thirsty. Oh, he'll do that. Because he loves us that much. He cares for us that much. We don't have children. Well, guess what? We'll lay down at night to go to sleep and God will send a dream. He'll send you a dream that lets you know that I'm with you, my child. Don't give up. Don't you give in. Just trust what I'm doing in your life. I'm doing something good. I'm doing something great. I'm taking you somewhere. And I need for you to understand that I am God. And I'm just trying to get a relationship so that you will know that I am God. And that nothing is too hard for me. Whatever the problem is, I can change the problem. See, one thing about a valley situation is that everybody pretty much knows about the valley. I heard somebody say before that you're either in the valley, you've been in the valley, or you're coming out of the valley. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to know that somebody's coming out of the valley today. Is that all right? You're coming up out of the valley today. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to understand that it was just a temporary thing. Amen. And God sent me here today to let you know that your season is over. Hallelujah. You're coming up out of that valley. The scripture says that Isaac said in verse 23, and he went up from thence. Hallelujah. He came up out of that valley and he went to a place called Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. He said, fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. I'm here to let you know that God is waiting to tell you, fear not. I am with you. You have passed the test. You have not given up. Your season is over. Your valley season is over. Somebody wants to come up out of the valley. And God is saying, season. Your dry season, you've been crying long enough. You've been going through long enough. And you've been faithful to me. God said, you've been faithful. I allowed you to go in the valley. And now I know that you trust me. And now I know that you love me. And now I know that we have a relationship. And God said in the day, you've been in a valley situation. And he wants you to understand that he has never left you.
My God.
He has never forsaken
you.
Circumstances may have pushed you there. But I want you to know that I allowed those circumstances to push you there because it was all about me and you.
You
and I. It was all about the relationship. Hallelujah. And God's saying today, somebody needs to come back. Oh, glory. He's saying, I allowed you to go there. I needed you to go there. I needed you to get there because I've been chasing after you for a long time. And we can't hear when we got all the stuff around us. And we can't see when we got all these, everything is good in our lives. I had to do that. I had to take it from you. Oh, my God. God said, now, relationship. He said, so come up out of it. Come up out of the valley. Let us all stand. Somebody coming up out of the valley.